Extravaganza has once again hit the airwaves. Gateway to the weekend, Party Central. I'm the condition. The K-Man's on my right side, and of course, Dr. Rent on my left side. And we're all mic'd up and ready to go for the biggest show on this particular time, on this particular station. K-Man, can I get some sound in my headphones, please? We got what we saw on the way to the studio coming up in just a few moments. Just a quick precursor to the show. A little bit more volume, please. Yeah, there will not be open phone lines this evening as I have a horrible migraine headache. And I don't only need to not hear myself yell, but if you're yelling at me, then, which is the most likely case, if you're calling in, you're probably angry with me. Or you're happy with the K-Man, and perhaps you're encouraging the K-Man to try to destroy me in the 40 after the hour current events from Dr. Rent, Dr. Rent's current events. We've got a huge issue on the way. What's going on with gasoline prices? Not maybe what you think it is. We're going to delve into that. Also, the I don't give a crap moment of the week. In addition, the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. In case you know about the vintage aspect of WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest, in the old version of Conversation Digest, that is the older one that we used to have on the air when K-Man and I were much younger, potpourri grab bag was one of the better issues or one of the better features we have. We actually dumped it off. Part of the history of this show is we've had a ton of features just dumped off, like an ex-girlfriend or a husband or a wife or a bad habit. We just dumped off a bunch of features. And, K-Man, what we saw on the way to the studio, I'm expecting a lot out of you, and you were a minute late today, sir.
Considering I came from Green Bay,
yeah,
I think I did good.
K-Man calls me. He's like, "Well, condition.
I didn't say I was going
to
be late
on time, but as you do, and then you're,
I didn't say it
and
was
then
late.
You come in here and with my horrible migraine.
I didn't scream.
You're supposed to drive us from my headquarters to here, and you didn't do it today.
I thought I did pretty good so far.
I'm
going
to talk to the confliction, my twin brother over in Green Bay. Well, it's partially his fault too because he didn't motivate you, and without someone else motivating you, you certainly aren't going to do it. No offense.
No, I'm pretty lazy.
Okay, hard-hitting news up in just a moment here. Dr. Rent, your hard-hitting current events. Before we go any further, I was going to say it's of a local variety, right? Real quick here.
Yep, we are going to do a special version. It's a completely different format. This show only. Completely different format for current events. Everything's local.
K-Man's quivering because he knows I'm going to destroy him.
For those people who aren't from the Wausau area, or who are from the Wausau area but don't get out much, there was the Best of Wausau publication came out this week, and we're going to find out where are the best things to do in Wausau.
Don't get out much. You just pretty much emphasized the main aspect of the K-Man's life. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank Essential Home Care Incorporated as well as Monk Quality Home Care LLC. Underwriting sponsors for this, your station, Wausau, Wausau's very own WNRBLP, Wausau, 93.3 FM. I'm repeating myself. I have a horrible migraine. You know, and I precursed the horrible migraine headache with a Rockstar energy drink. And I thought, I'm getting nauseated. I have a horrible headache because of the Rockstar. You know what? No. The nausea and the headache, it's all from the migraine. Sorry, Rockstar. I didn't mean to assume that I was getting sick because of you. Or
the headache is from the migraine?
The headache is from the migraine.
Okay, just,
and I can't guarantee that anything... K-Man.
Nice.
K-Man?
Yes?
Reel yourself in, sir.
It might
reel
be tough to
yourself
today.
In. R-E-E-L.
It's going to be pretty tough.
Okay, so hard-hitting news. on Conversation Digest. Hard-hitting news, Conversation Digest. Gosh.
There you go. You're getting the hang of it.
Did it play?
Yeah.
It's on the air?
JS Online.
It probably did.
It did. I heard it. K-Man, you're supposed to be on top of these things.
No, you said you wanted to do it through the webpage, so I'm...
All right. JS Online, a new consensus on how to teach about 9/11. No new consensus on how to teach 9/11, study says. A new study by professors from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the College of William and Mary reveals that 10 years later, there's still no consensus on how to teach about the September 11, 2001 terror attacks in schools, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Co-authors Jeremy Stoddard and Diana Hess have conducted numerous studies of 9/11 curricula since 2007, and their latest study released Thursday concluded Wisconsin provides little guidance for teachers on the topic, but that isn't necessarily a bad thing, Stoddard and Hess said. A, this is a study. B, I'm disgusted with this.
9/11, stuff blew up. Next page.
It's not tough to teach about it, though. We know what happened. We know who did it. We know why it happened. We know the repercussions of what happened. How do you not know how to teach about 9/11?
Well, you point out something. You say you know why it happened. And here, you've got different schools of thoughts on the why. You've got the school of thought of it happened because, you know, the extreme, you know, Muslim, you know, hate America, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, then you have the people like me who it happened because we are the playground bully and people are sick of being bullied.
Well, there is some subjectivity to it, but at the same time, it was definitively a terrorist attack, and it was definitively, you know, this is the way I see it, is that part of the world, the fanatics, they have been trying to take over the world for the last 3,000 years. So, therefore, the bullying of America has been, if in fact it does happen, which I don't believe it. I'm a conservative.
You see, they're better at it. They've been trying to take over the world for
3,000 years. Well, they're more patient.
We've been only trying to take over the world for the last 200.
I mean, I don't know if America's that imperialistic, but we're not going to go too deep. Actually, this could have been a good discussion. K-Man, stop cringing at me.
No, I'm
if America was imperialistic, we'd have more than 50 states. It's as simple as that.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's not a state, it's a possession. And even then, what's the, you know...
That was a territory.
So. Okay, how many countries does America have full-time troops in?
Well, we're overextended. I wouldn't deny that.
But just because they're not American states, you know, if they are occupied by our military...
No, I get what you're saying.
What would you call that?
But at the same time, it's because we've got all these contracts over there, and we should leave. But, I mean, but that's been going on from every administration since really well before World War I, I suppose, right?
World War One is when it really started, because
so.
Before that, the British Empire was the big world hegemon.
Yeah. Well, we are overextended, but at any rate, before this actually becomes the main issue, because I'm going to get too angry about politics. So really, with my migraine being as it is, I don't really want to get too far into politics.
Yeah, if you're not fully armed going up against a political science, you know.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing about Conversation Digest.
With a degree in international political economics.
If I, you know, a Limbaugh could do it or a Savage or what have you, but the condition isn't geared towards knowing too much about any given thing. I mean, I use common sense and rational thought, but in essence, I don't read very often. Well, I mean, yeah, look at my job. I mean, I shouldn't say that on the air. I'm just joking. You know, so the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week coming up in just a moment here. Right now on Conversation Digest, what we saw on the way to the studio.
Not the Grand. What is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, it's what we saw on the way to the studio. It's an adventure into what you saw with your own two eyes. K-Man, since you're late to the show and you inconvenienced not only me but Dr. Rent and all of our listeners, then you get to go last.
Okay, that's
Dr. Rent, since you were here well before the show started and you have the best car of all three of us, why don't you start?
Coming in that best car, coming down Franklin Hill, what I saw was a ton of cars parked up and down Franklin Hill. It's almost down to one lane. And then I completely forgot that this is, you know, Wausau's outrageous weekend. And part of that is the Burgeon Art Exhibit at the Lyocki Woodson Art Museum. And for opening night, I mean, the parking, the lot is full, 12th Street's full, and Franklin Street. So if you're coming down Franklin Street, you've got those art appreciative people who are playing Human Frogger on Franklin Street.
Wait, what? Human, what do you mean? They're actually...
Well... Franklin Street and
that
12th
you mean they're trying
area,
to cross the street.
Yeah, they're trying to cross the street. And in that part of Franklin Street is where when you're coming off that hill, you know, most of us don't do the speed limit coming down the hill. We're doing, you know, maybe the comfortable 60s.
50 or 70.
Yeah. And, of course, you crest that hill and there's, you know, and, of course, artsy-fartsy people aren't known for their speed in crossing streets. So
well, I was taking it. You know, I heard you wrong. At first, I thought you said leapfrog, but and I thought, well, wait a minute. This is some sort of some hippie art exhibit where people are actually leaping each other and being hippies. But that's not what you meant. You meant Frogger with the crossing of the street and all that.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, are you guys? I mean, old enough to appreciate Frogger? Or is
okay. Yeah, we're not only Reagan babies, but also
you're part of the
babies.
Frogger generation.
Arcade, yeah.
Good old Atari 2600.
Centipede as well, yeah. So, you know what, K-Man?
Yes, sir.
That's what Dr. Rent's on the way to the studio. I'm going to show my appreciation for all you do for not only this show, but also your show, K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion, as well as WNRBLP. You get to go second.
Plus, he still needs time to think about what he saw.
Yeah, you probably do.
Jerk. No, I don't. I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what I saw on the way to the studio.
First off, I was traveling at least a minimum speed of 75 miles an hour to get to Wausau. For the show. Plus, I was tailing a pair of girls in a car going at least 75. So they would be caught first if there's a police trap up there.
You were just tailing girls.
I see no problem in that whole situation.
Did you activate their gag reflex when they saw you?
Maybe.
Okay. So what happened there?
I just tailed them until Camp Phillips, and I was thinking of taking Camp Phillips all the way down to whatever that was. What highway is that before it turns into...
He's not good with directions.
It's Franklin Street.
Yeah, what highway designation is that?
Highway N? No.
Well, you've got N, you've got Highway 29, and you've got Schofield Avenue, then Camp Phillips will take you...
Yeah, I wanted to go all the way down Camp Phillips until I hit Franklin.
Right.
But then Camp Phillips was closed since May, apparently, so I had to go down Grand Avenue and hit every red... light.
As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, the Camp Phillips Road Project was a local question on current events back in May.
Now, I'm sure K-Man lost that one, too.
Hint today?
Oh. Okay, so that's what K-Man saw on the way to the studio.
And wait.
What happened to the girls?
I was only 1 minute late. Imagine if I was traveling the speed limit.
Okay, but you know, 7 o'clock sharp, K-Man.
Hey, I was only 1 minute off. I did pretty good.
Okay, what happened to the girls?
Well, yeah.
Yes. We don't not pay you for being late, K-Man. So you knew I was going to chastise you, didn't you?
Oh, whether I'm here early or not, you still do it.
Your Christmas bonus is essentially cut in half.
I have been trying to.
Half of nothing.
I've been trying to be nicer to you lately. But at any rate, so that's what the K-Man saw on the way to the studio. What I saw on the way to the studio was a bunch of garbage bags and recycling bins all in my neighborhood because everybody thinks it's normal pickup day for garbage. It's not because Labor Day was on Monday and I was one of the people that was victimized by the weird change of scheduling because of a holiday. So people put the trash in the... But this leads up to another situation, which is what Leah saw, the significant other, not on the way to the studio. Leah was leaving the house with my sweet little Willow Pop, my little mini schnauzer. And she sees someone digging through my recycling bins.
Uh-oh.
So this is how I contribute to the underbelly of America, apparently. They pull out the cans. I didn't have that many, by the way. The majority of the beer that I drink, they are in...
40s.
Okay.
40 ounces.
Okay, man. We weren't going to really let people know that part
okay,
of my life.
Okay, 16 ounces.
Bottles, okay, man. They're in bottles. Oh. You get roughly 70 cents per pound, I believe, so, right now for aluminum cans, right? I think, so... So she's pulling them out, and she says, because Willow Pop does her little celebrating when she gets to go for a run or a walk, she starts screaming. It sounds like a woman screaming, but it's Willow Pop. so happy she's getting to go for a run. And the lady just simply says to Leah, well, I'm just grabbing your cans. And Leah's like, well, that's okay. We're done with them.
Whoa.
No,
so
not
it's
that.
Okay to just grab Leah's cans.
Okay, not that way. I hope she's not listening, K-Man, because you
that
started
is good that. Information to have.
The aluminum cans. But then Leah said, well, hey,
they're
look,
aluminum?
I think we're done with them anyway. The ones that used to hold beer, the one, you know. I get the humor. I'm so nauseated with my migraine, I'm going to cry. Okay, so right now on Conversation Digest, the We Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. Don't worry, K-Man, it's not about you.
Okay, thank you.
You better believe it, sir. JS Online, yet another article plucked from the annals of Conversation Digest, very special source, the Journal Sentinel, out of Milwaukee, JS Online. Strong baby winners make debut at city event. And of course, this mentions my favorite politician, Tom Barrett. Don't do it, condition. Don't do it. Don't get all moody now. All right, I won't.
Talking to yourself?
So the babies are, I mean, I like babies. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a cold-hearted jerk that, you
know. I don't
know. No, K-Man, I mean, kids are kids. I've told you I might have a kid or two someday. It should come as no surprise that at least one of the five babies cast in the city's Strong Baby advertising campaign eats spinach. His name is Popeye, or otherwise Giancarlo Soler. But then again, I'm not going any further in the article because...
You don't give a crap?
I don't give a crap moment of the week on Conversation Digest. Each and every week at this time on Conversation Digest. Hate to be cold-hearted and listen, kids. Just because I don't give a crap doesn't mean you gotta cry about it. Apparently, this is little Seth and what's the other one's name? Enzo. Baby Enzo and baby Seth. Are they brothers? Are they cousins? Are they friends? We don't give a crap. WNRBLP. So the main Conversation Digest. Conversation Digest main main topic of the week coming up in just a few short minutes. And if you're not already angry, what's wrong with you? Is that one of our new catchphrases for
wasn't
this
a
show?
If you're angry, then it's
I guess
a you problem.
I've said it 1,000 times, haven't I? So what's that?
If you're angry, it's a you problem.
That's what it used to be. If you're angry, that's a you problem. Those are my older, more
if
angry
you're angry
days, so.
And you know it, shoot your neighbor.
Or
oh, I was going to clap my hands, and then I was going to make the finger gun at Chad now. Oh. The condition.
How could you possibly make that mistake, you moron?
I was hanging out with your brother. That's my...
Just ruined everything tonight. Thanks a lot, K-Man.
He's going to be my scapegoat.
Is he listening?
Oh, hey, my newest family member. Speaking of...
Hey-o.
Israeli 9mm assault carbine.
Speaking of shooting your neighbors.
It shoots 9mm pistol rounds.
Oh, that probably comes out pretty fast.
All right.
That looks nice.
So... New weaponry. I have none except for my rage. Maybe I should get some. No. Don't even talk about.
You're going to get a gun?
I'm not going to get a gun.
The condition with a gun seems like a bad combination.
Well, maybe we just need to start them out with a super soaker and go from there.
I used to have one. I don't know what happened to it. Perspectives. ExxonMobil. This is from. Whatever. Is this from the AP? I don't even know where this is from. Posted by Ken Cohen. I guess that's all I really need to say. Now, you may think you know exactly why the gas prices are really, really, really high. And I know it depends on the administration. You want to blame one side of the political spectrum. But to be honest with you, it's both sides of the political spectrum. Now, one may say condition. Condition. You know, it's all the big oil's fault. I mean, ExxonMobil, let's blame them completely. And of course, I didn't read this whole article, but I pretty much know where it's going to go. You know what? I read the title.
And especially since the article is put out by ExxonMobil.
I'm
assuming they're going to say, woe is us. We don't make any money out of gas. And our record-setting profits are just
it's a fluke?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that they probably did. I mean, this is from, yes, but I don't know what publication. It was from another paper, and this guy submitted it to this. But I'm going to read this to you. It's just one perspective, and I'm not saying that this is true or false. I'm just saying according to this article.
The opinions of this article are solely the authors of the article, may not reflect the views of anybody else.
But much like our politicians, they will submit to you information that may sound completely true. However, is it true? Have no idea. Now, as this article says, and of course we'll give our own 2 cents worth, or in this case 48 cents, or otherwise 7 cents per gallon, which is what ExxonMobil profits per gallon are, according to this. And they call it perspective. They
make it 11 because I take premium out there.
Well, and I do need to get the gas without the ethanol, but I did get $10 worth today without ethanol in it.
I filled up in Shawano and it was $3.67 there.
It's $3.79 here, but whatever. But
I was happy about that.
Many in Washington would like motorists to think the high prices they are paying at the pump these days are flowing directly into the pockets of ExxonMobil. You know I'm going to get bored of this article. I'm not going to get to the end of this article.
You're not there yet?
I'm already, you know. But this misperception helps fuel the demonization of big oil and the misguided notion that energy prices can be solved by raising taxes in the oil industry. Okay, man, you possibly could get more information on actual prices. Despite the fact that these are arbitrary numbers, probably slightly leaning towards one side, if not completely.
It's probably their own self it's leaning towards.
No. Well, the whole mainstream media is protecting one president or one other, so it's all the same anyway. It's all lies. That's what you have to understand. Well, it's all exaggeration.
Conversation Digest isn't biased.
Well, not really, because you're a huge liberal. So you kind of help take us more to the middle.
Well, there's three of us now, so we're triest.
Yes.
Dr. Wright tends to be more moderate with certain... Well, no, you say you're fiscally... conservative.
Very conservative.
So, but socially not so much. So, and I would say, look, I'm just a nice guy anyway, and I don't really dislike, well, no, I dislike a majority of Americans.
You dislike everybody, whereas I get along with everybody.
But I don't hate anybody. And actually, Leah sometimes says when she goes into my place of employment, it's amazing how many people, well, at least on the surface, I get along with.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
K-Man, shut up. Stifle yourself. I'm sorry, K-Man. You didn't deserve
it. We're starting out with that again?
Leah yelled at me last week for all the times I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that anymore today, but I have a migraine. My senses are dilapidated, if not completely diminished.
That gives you a fair pass?
I'm ill. What am I going to do?
Probably scream.
Yeah. Through the combination of state and federal taxes, the government collects an average of 48 cents on each gallon of gasoline sold in the United States. Gasoline taxes are higher in some states, such as California, New York, where motorists pay about 66 cents. Taxes are even higher on a diesel, which fuels commercial transportation. By contrast, during the free months of the year, for every gallon of gasoline and other products, ExxonMobil refined. Okay, so long story short, and you know what? This is not the main topic of the week. We're going to get to something else. You know what we're going to talk about? I just the whole thing that happened in Green Bay last night came in.
I was there.
Not the confliction losing a cell phone, just the whole ambient notion of pre-game, pre-Packer, pre-NFL season celebration.
That was crazy.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that and much more just after this discussion quickly about the gas prices. The government has more involvement in the gas prices than what they want us to believe. Do you believe that, Dr. N? Because I do believe that.
Well, it's a monopsony, so they almost have to.
But a lot of Americans don't realize that. I mean, they want to blame completely the big oil company. However, they're closely associated, big oil and the federal government. They have to be.
Yeah, because you need the kind of money that big oil has to get elected.
Or GE or whichever. I mean, and that's the misperception or misconception, whichever the word is, of a lot of American voters, is they think that, you know, like the Democrats that are closely tied or associated with labor unions, Republicans only with big business. The fact of the matter is they are closely associated with a lot of people with a lot of money. There's no denying that. And to stipulate that, well, I will only align myself with one party, and sound like Foghorn Leghorn.
I see.
That, I mean, what? Because both parties do get a lot of money, and that's one of the reasons why some people say, look, the two-party system is flawed. What's so confusing, K-Man? Can I make it less confusing for you, sir?
No, it was more so your
Foghorn Leghorn
sounding. What?
Well, I wasn't.
And that was, I think that is Stan or in South Park. Someone's mother says that.
Are you thinking
Kyle's?
Oh, I was. Or are you talking Charlie Kyle. Brown and his teacher?
Oh, that would be.
Well, she says. What?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's. Long story short, of course, the government has a lot to do with gas prices. If you don't think they do, then whatever. Fuel up on 100% ethanol, and we'll see where you get to with that. So that story's done. On a different day, no, you know what? I would have never made it through the bottom of this thing. What paper did I get this from? Wall
you
Street Journal.
You got
Wall Street Journal,
or from
no Wall Street Journal? It is from the Wall Street Journal.
Well, what's the picture? What's that about? API. I used to work for them. So no, this isn't. You know what API is? It's the American Petroleum Institute. It's like a trade association. It's the lobbying entity that, you know, because ExxonMobil can't do anything by itself, so it teams up with BP and, you know.
Well, API is what helps them in relation with the government.
Yeah, they hire API to pass the laws that they want to get passed.
Big lobbyists.
Very big.
Which is proving that politicians have a major stake in the price of gas. So nothing else. I mean, this is helping me to understand that, and you to understand that, K-Man. And K-Man's looking
at
the...
I just wish I understood what the colors meant.
I can't even increase the size of it. But the K-Man is interested in the colors.
Look at all the pretty colors.
Not in
on
what
that.
They mean, but he just likes the colors. Am I right, K-Man?
Oh, there's
well,
so
I just
much
like
color.
Because, you know, there is the potential that Dr. Renter's going to relocate...
There you are.
...from a red state to a blue state.
Okay, so we'll do
meant.
This real quick. Energy API, American Petroleum Institute, gasoline taxes, combined local, state, and federal cents per gallon, January 2011. The red states, which would include Wisconsin and Illinois and Indiana and Michigan, plus western states, plus Florida, Virginia, I believe that is, and many of the northeastern states, okay, Maine and New York and Pennsylvania, greater than
West
48.
Virginia.
I was going to say, where did you go to geography?
Probably...
K-Man,
Merrill Schools.
That's West Virginia. That's North Carolina.
Okay,
that's
well,
North Carolina.
I won't
South
match
Carolina's
with you on this,
Dr.
Ren, but K-Man, I will destroy you in states and what their capitals are.
I was just pointing out your horrible error.
Well, whatever. It wasn't that horrible. I just, you know, I'm just guessing. I could name the majority of those states. If I could name 40 of those, I'm impressed myself. So, and I had a higher GPA, and plus I got a better score on the ACT than you did, sir.
Oh, we're just whipping out all these facts now?
Yes. So, at any rate, so what the red means, and like I said... The red is greater than 48.1 cents. U.S. average of 48.1 is the average, but in Wisconsin it's 51.3 cents per gallon. Gasoline taxes. So
well,
these facts.
This is why when I go down to Oklahoma, gas is literally 30 to 40 cents less.
Yeah, I mean these numbers don't lie. So the API, yeah, are they slanted? Yes, of course they are. But these numbers are factual. According to this, I mean, I don't think they can lie about this. They're giving the U.S. average. So, of course, the southern states, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Missouri, they are all at less than 40%.
Basically because they sell the stuff.
Well, they're smart then. Actually, the further north you get, it's going to go up anyway. Yeah, because, I mean, transportation, this and that. And you're right by the Gulf Stream. You know, you're right by the Gulf Stream. Greater than, less, you know, 40 to 48.1%, much of the other part of the Midwestern states, Minnesota, Iowa, but then as you go out west, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, and Nebraska, and North and South Dakota, where they don't have southern accents, K-Man, 40
in South Dakota, they do.
Ugh.
Ooh, yeah.
40 to 48.1%.
Have you never seen the movie Fargo?
Oh, yes. The Coen Brothers. It's a good movie, but not as good as... what's the other one? You know what I... No Country for Old Men, but Big Lebowski and so on. So, but Texas is 38.4%, and you know what you may think? In Texas, they pay the lowest cents per gallon, but that's not true. Actually, Alaska, from what I am seeing, pays the least amount of taxes per gallon on their gasoline at 26.4%. If you are driving in Hawaii, A, why do you need to? Because your state is so stinking lousy small, you can walk from one coast to the next. Use a bicycle, ride a ride away, K-Man.
Why does
Moped surfs up?
64.2%. Hawaii does have an interstate highway.
Well.
And singular.
And
singular one.
So, yeah, gas prices are pretty crazy in Wisconsin, but guess what? Wait. You go to Illinois, even worse, 61.2%. What's the highest cents per gallon? California at 66.1%, but actually New York is 65.6%. Doesn't surprise me. I think New York has some of the highest taxation in America. But this is giving me a headache. It's not a 10% ethanol headache. It's a 100% migraine headache, K-Man. Dr. Wren, look at Oklahoma. Not so bad. 43.4%.
And Oklahoma is actually playing this weekend at the Grand.
Okay.
Are they a country band?
What?
Musical.
Yeah.
Oh, that. K-Man, you think Oklahoma's a...
Some of the things, when you look at the Oklahoma license plates, at least now they say Native America. But I remember, and I've seen the Oklahoma license plates, that they had their slogan, Oklahoma is okay. And I'm like, gee.
They went out of their way for that one.
How well you aspire to be okay. We're not great. Honest.
It sounds like a Conversation Digest slogan, really. Conversation Digest, we're average at best.
Okay, Digest, we're CD.
Compact disc.
No, CD.
Common
grades,
denominator.
You know, C is average.
Oh, C's and D's. Well, I'd be the C's and K-Man would be the D's.
A D plus.
Okay, K-Man. We got to give you your credit when it is due. Okay,
D-plus
so.
Is passing.
The whole gasoline discussion off the records. Actually, in 6 minutes,
almost the bottom of the hour, but you'll put that in post, right?
Oh, we can still do
we
it.
We can still do it. You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
That's within time.
Going live until 8:30 p.m., and I didn't do what I'm always hollering about doing, letting you know, listener, that you can hear us worldwide.
Oh, is that the live stream?
Yeah, on the internet.
The whole internet?
Wausaumong.org. There's a link on there, Radio Hmong Radio link. Click on that, and then it'll open up a window. You can click on an immediate hookup to the live stream. You can hear us no matter where you're at in the world.
Yeah, but what if your air conditioning's on, then you don't want that window open?
Unless you want to cool down the rest of the neighborhood, I suppose, because, hey... Like my mother used to always say during winter, well, you know, close the door. Did she use
the air conditioning ain't going to
cool itself?
No,
that's normally a dad thing.
Actually, my mother was, well, my father was at work all, well, my mother was too, but she, what are we trying to heat the entire outside? The confliction's listening, Green Bay, is saying, look,
this is the true cause of global warming. Too many kids leaving the windows open, and we are, in fact, heating up the outside.
Stupid kids.
Oh, new kids were a mistake.
All right, K-Man. Obviously a cheap reference to the new kids on the block. Obviously.
Okay, we'll go that route.
Wasn't it?
No.
Okay. So we'll talk about the Green Bay Packer experience last night. It is a huge issue because not only does it generate a lot of fun, a lot of adult beverages, but also a lot of revenue for that area. And gosh bless the NFL because it's good for the economy.
And considering how long people were sitting in their car waiting to get out, probably a lot of gas tax.
Yeah, well, not only that, but they had to listen to Kid Rock. So all around, it might have been a rough evening, except for the exhilarating game that the Green Bay Packers played. And Nolens was pretty good.
Yeah, that game was a lot more exciting than it really had to be.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Packers shot themselves in the feet, but I'll tell you what, the Saints did even more.
Turnovers.
They only had one turnover.
There was two.
There were two?
I believe so. Fumbles, I want to say.
There was only one fumble.
One turnover, two kickoff returns for touchdowns.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking
The
about.
Difference in the game was the fact that we are able to
stop short
yardage runs. We actually... have an answer to a short yardage
run. Which is a good sign, because as a Green Bay Packer fan, you say, look, there's something wrong with that defense. Dom Capers, besides falling asleep up there in the stands in your little office, Dom Capers is one of the best defensive coordinators in NFL history. In fact, when the whole Favre saga was going on, I'm like, look, Favre, forget about him. It's more important. It's more vital. K-Man, you remember this.
Probably.
I said, the fact they got Dom Capers... you know, story told. Amazing. Kind of like any show besides Conversation Digest.
Oh.
So at any rate, we'll talk more about that. We'll hear some stories about Green Bay. The Confliction lost his cell phone last night, apparently.
Yeah, he did.
That went over well with the rest of Green Bay. So, also, the potpourri grab bag topic of the week. Who knows what it's going to be? What is it going to be?
I don't know. The sheets are in the thing.
Yeah. And Dr. N's current events up in just a few short moments. I still don't have that.
Well, I have it.
Okay.
Good thing I showed up.
Yeah. And,
well, yeah, because we had, you know, like I said, I was going to take your chair.
Yes, Dr. Rent was going to take
the helm. At
5
after, that chair is mine.
I think 2 after, that chair should have been yours. K-Man?
What?
And then K-Man comes tripping in. Oh, don't start the show without me conditioning, Dr. Rent.
Oh, I didn't sound like that.
So are you recording yet? I'm like, yeah, like either one of us know how to do that.
I can't believe that K-Man even said that. I'm like, well, I don't know how to do that. All I know is how to be entertaining
Show you things, and you're just like, I don't feel like learning.
Back on the old version of WNRB-LP, back when it was WNRB at the NTC, the Dr. Rent show was on Wednesdays and Fridays. And it was the same show. And I didn't know how to record the show, so I just said all the same stuff again.
Oh. I guess if you know your stuff, know all the information, it shouldn't be that tough.
Before we leave tonight, I got to ask you a question about that scheduling board. But
okay.
Just
sounds
remind
good.
Me about that. So,
me.
All right, right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, where I destroy the K-Man and make him look foolish, unless he destroys me, which has happened on several occasions, Dr. Rent's current events. It's a test of will, of mental strength, and a test of, hey, who actually read the newspaper this week or the internet?
Or who can steal the most information from the condition?
That has been the theme overall for the past several weeks. So, okay. And here we go.
Okay, like I said, this week we're doing it. It's just a one-time format, and it's in celebration of City Pages putting out their annual Best of Survey. So basically, I picked 6 categories per person. There's not going to be any stealing this time. So, and then I got one tiebreaker question. They normally give what the top vote getter was, and sometimes second, third, fourth place, etc. So when I ask you your category, if you get number one, that'll be a 2-point answer. If you don't get the number one, but your answer was one of the top three, that's worth a point because you were close.
You're going to be getting a lot of those, K-Man.
So.
Or half a point.
Who wants their first question?
Go ahead, K-Man.
I guess I'll go first so he can figure out how to do it and then win.
Tools okay. first.
Okay, yep. K-Man looks like a dessert. He looked like more of a dessert person to me.
Oh. Yeah.
So, what did City Pages person. Readers vote as where to go for the best desserts?
Oh, K-Man will know this. With a cherry on top, he'll know this. K-Man, it's your dessert. K-Man, get it wrong, a la mode.
I was going to do like a joke answer a la Hollywood Squares, but I'll say, probably Granddaddy's. But no,
what is wrong with you?
I want to say like Bricks, whatever, the Bricks soft serve places.
Although Bricks did win for best ice cream, best desserts overall was the 2510 restaurant.
Ugh.
Followed by the Krieger Bakery and Sweet Lola's.
Way to go, K-Man. You blew it on that one.
So,
you do not deserve to know.
So the condition looks like the kind of person who likes to explore new things. So the best new restaurant in the Wausau area as voted by City Pages readers.
Well, I'll tell you what. Unless it's a fast food joint with a dollar menu, I probably won't know. But I'm going to say...
Well, come on. Well, you're berating me about this.
Well, you should know more about fatty desserts than I should about new restaurants, because I mean, I would love to go to a restaurant, I just can't afford it. So, in the end, if let's look at a place that's not a fast food joint, because it's not, a franchise isn't going to be voted as the best new restaurant, like a McDonald's or whatever. And, so... And if you want a sit-down experience, that'd be with ambience and all that. That's probably going to be the kind of place you vote for. It's not Granddaddy's K-Man. They don't serve food, I don't think. Well, maybe they do. I don't know. Great Dane. Is that what it's still called?
That's been there for a couple of years.
It's been there a couple of years, and the best new restaurant was the Olive Garden.
Oh, it is a franchise.
That should have been...
I'm surprised.
Were just going there crazy.
Second place was Basil. Third place was El Pateado.
See, I thought it would have been like a small business thing because
I've
most of the City
Basil.
Pages
yeah,
guys
Yeah, but if
are...
you think about how long Wausau's wanted an Olive Garden.
Yeah, I suppose.
Cow.
I've been there once.
Basil's pretty good.
Whatever, K-Man.
We're going to stay on the topic of food. In the K-Man, we're going to talk about, you know, volume.
Okay.
Best buffet.
Another fat joke. Okay, man. My favorite food's lots of everything.
Only place I can think of a buffet is a Hong Kong buffet.
Right type, wrong place.
Donkey, man.
The King Buffet over on the west side by the West Side Shopko. Follow in number two and three were the Shanghai Grill and then Great Dane Sunday Morning Buffet.
I didn't know about that one.
Which they canceled. But it was still around when they were doing the voting. Now, quality over quantity, the best fine dining experience.
Good luck.
If you wanted to spend your entire paycheck on one meal, where would you go? Or where would City Pages readers
go? I'll say that is the Great Dane. Basil's?
First place was the Right Place. It's the restaurant.
I was going to say that.
That place is expensive. It's in a house.
It's pretty expensive.
Insanely.
What?
Basil,
are you serious? They have a garage there, for crying out loud, don't they?
Basil finished second, and Michael's finished third.
How can you have an expensive restaurant in a place that used to have a porch where people used to sit and get drunk on?
I believe their bartender was the best bartender in Wausau at one point.
Whatever. If I went there, it'd be voted the best customer.
So, K-Man looked more like the pizza guy. Pizza person. Best pizza in the Wausau area.
Lots of
everything, voted by
it?
City Pages readers.
K-Man, this is where he acts like he knows, but I know he doesn't. I think I have a guess, but I'm not going to tell it to K-Man because obviously I don't want him getting it right. It's on the tip of your tongue like a pizza pie, isn't it, K-Man?
Yeah, the full pizza's on the tip of my tongue.
You want pizza right now, don't you?
Not really.
K-Man is hungry.
I can't think of the name.
Just think, K-Man. Mozzarella cheese, pepperoni, maybe some vegetables, mushrooms. You like black olives, right?
Yeah, give or take. I don't care.
Anchovies?
No.
What are you thinking? Would you get some cheese sticks with marinara sauce on it, would you?
I can't think of the name.
If you give me a location or a logo, I can tell you if you're...
It's a pizza.
I think that's Schofield Avenue or Grand down there where you...
I know what it is.
You take a right at the log cabin if you're going towards Weston.
Oh, Little Caesars.
And then... You go past Quick Trip, and it's on the left. I think.
I have a guess.
A half point.
What?
Sam's Pizza was number one, and he just described.
I was going to say Sam's Pizza. Could I have stolen?
No, remember, there's no stealing here.
I forgot about that part of it.
1 point answers would have been Angelo's, which is right across the street from us. And then Polito's Pizza was number three on their survey.
No idea.
Wait a minute. Angelo's got the second vote?
Second
really?
Vote.
Maybe we should broadcast live from there sometime.
How do we
personally,
do that?
For me, best pizza in town, the Mickey's deep dish.
Mickey's. Oh, Mickey's, the billiards place.
Yeah, their deep dish is just, oh my God. Speaking of good old-fashioned, you know, not good for your food, you look like more the burger type guy. Best burger in Wausau, as voted by City Pages readers.
Ugh. Wausau Mine Company.
Chatterbox 1.
Oh, really? Because guess what?
And then Red Eye Brewing and Great Dane were tied.
I'm not
going to
say which place of those I had a horrible experience, but I'll tell you what. One of those places, you try to order food,
They'll give you the runaround. They'll be completely rude to you, and you'll wish that you had never gone there, and you'll think that you'll never go there again. Because it's like pulling teeth. It was ridiculous, and I can't say which one I won, and I won't say which one it was.
Once you're done eating all this food, it's time to get some recreation.
Oh, like K-Man's going to do that, unless it's sitting on his rear end.
No. City Pages readers believe the best place for bowling is...
It's probably Weston Lanes.
Weston Lanes did, in fact, win first place.
It seems like a nice place.
But let's say you don't want to bowl. You just want to drink and have fun.
Heck yeah, let's go.
The most fun bar in Wausau, as voted by City Pages readers.
Let's see, a bunch of hippies, left-leaning tendencies when it comes to politics. I'll say Malarkey's.
2 points for the condition. Followed by second place there was the bar. Third place was Lopnose. For bowling alley, second place was Day's Bowler Dome. There was no third.
Did you like how I did that? Because honestly, there's no way that beats out the bars that I frequent, where you can pass out anywhere you want. They'll step on you. They'll spit on you.
They probably won't even see you when you pass out.
Odds are, because I usually wear dark clothing when I go into bars.
Okay.
I pass out in shadows.
Being in broadcast here.
Oh gosh.
K-Man
is most, late for every show.
Yep. You know, radio personalities. Who did City Pages readers feel were the their best radio personality or personalities?
Well, the joke answer is probably all of us. it's like that one guy that's on the... can we say other call letters of station?
No, I'll just say the name of the person, you tool.
Oh, I don't know his name. I can't think of his name. I can't think of any...
If you describe an enormously obese person with a beard and thick... egos, it's going to encompass all broadcasters, so.
He's on the 955.
You're ridiculous. I mean, this is the $1 million.
I don't really know
this
them.
This is the Slumdog Millionaire way of looking like you're a winner,
I know
but you're
and
not.
I don't even know his name. So, yeah.
I don't think you narrowed it down enough, do you, Dr.
No. If you can at least give me the format of the station and what time they're on the air, I might
top 40, probably early morning.
There's another half point. Top 40.
Are you serious? You don't know his name. I've been yelling about him for years.
Dave Calloway, Stacy Cole won first place. Tom King, Pat Schneider came in second. And Nikki Montgomery, Lee Polk came in third.
What about us?
And at a close fourth place. Conversation Digest.
Thanks a lot, Wasa. This is your station. I'm sorry.
Those are the people who have a face for radio. What about the people who have a face for TV? The conditions question is who is Wausau's City Pages readers' favorite television personality?
Oh, I don't even watch local news because it makes me it nauseates me more than a migraine. He's a guy. He has hair on the top of it. I'm just doing the K-Man method of trying to win here. He has two legs, two arms, and a face.
If you can give me a station and a time slot,
he's
I
on,
might give you
he's
that.
He's on Channel 9. He's a weather meteorologist. And he has at least 28 teeth. What's his name, K-Man? He is clean-shaven.
Well, the meteorologists on Channel 9 are Tony Schumacher.
Yeah, Schumacher.
Okay. Although he won for favorite weatherman, this question was favorite TV personality.
Ugh.
Melissa Langben.
She seems like a reasonable person.
And she's a longtime winner. She's like won 6 or 7 years in a row. Jeff Talen from Channel 7's news program was second place.
Jeff Talen, which one is he?
He's the chubby guy on Channel 7 in their early morning program.
The 4'5" guy? He seemed like a pretty nice guy, too, actually.
He's actually kind of fun to hang around
with.
Yeah,
he seemed like he'd be a Melissa Langben, too. Pleasant.
And Pam Warnke from Channel 9 before going on maternity leave.
Well, now that one surprises me, but I'm just joking. Actually, they all seem like wonderful human beings. They really do.
So, last question.
Oh, geez. What's the score here? Is it 2-2?
It is 2-3.
K-Man's winning?
Because of his 2 half points.
You are such a...
And this is going to be an all or nothing. There are no second. This is for 2 points or no points. because there are no, I didn't write down the second or thirds. So, K-Man, what was the stupidest public development decision made this last year?
I'm just going to say the 400 block.
Oh, no.
I don't know what else.
The City Pages loves that because I know where they lean.
Well, it's according
to
the...
That is a two-point answer.
Are you
it's
serious?
City Pages readers.
It's according to the readers.
The 400 block, the stupidest.
Wow. Public. I wouldn't have guessed. I thought the majority of the readers.
I can smell stupid, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Now, your question.
I can't win.
What was the smart. Well, remember, I've got a possible bonus. Your question. What was the smartest public development decision this year?
The Camp Phillips thing. The thing that K-Man was talking about.
Would you believe the 400 block?
Oh, it's both?
And a list of things, and let me just see where that was. Yeah, on a list of things, people are, it's a polarizing issue.
Ugh.
When you list the things that were good ideas, the number one answer was the 400 block. When you list the things that were bad ideas, the number one answer was the 400 block. So that leaves it on a 3-5 score.
No, my headache's really bad.
So...
Is there a 10-point bonus question?
I'll give you a 4-point bonus question.
Excellent. Look out, K-Man.
Okay.
Most popular Wausau blogger.
Is it someone that lives in Merrill? Oh, I know who it is. Is it you, Doctor? No. Yeah. Gosh. Is this for both of us?
You're the only one who needs the points.
Oh, I'm gonna say it's Are you kidding me? All right.
Dino Corvino and the Citizen Wausau blog. So that now gives you a 6-5 lead.
Sorry, K-Man.
Now, so to be fair, to make it a tie game so that everybody can be a winner, because that's what this America is about, so everybody can be a winner.
Isn't that the truth?
Give me either the second or third place winner of that category.
Ann Landers is not a local blogger, K-Man. And Stephen King, he's not from around here, and he's a famous author that writes novels.
I really don't know anyone else that blogs, but I'm just going to say Dr. Rent is one of the...
Are you serious?
I am.
Well, good for you, Dr.
So,
Rent.
Tie game. Nobody wins. Everybody's happy.
And
I'm gonna play this song just for winning, for either.
It better not be the. And there is your dagger. Okay, because I want to get Wayne Linnervy's there is your dagger for whenever I destroy you. All right, go ahead, K-Man. The champion song. We are the champions. You are the champions. Well, Dr. Ren, that's phenomenal. Why does that sound so lousy, K-Man?
Because it's a YouTube video.
The number two blog, by the way, was Jim Rosenberg.
Who's he? A politician?
Former city council member. Now just general, you know.
How many bloggers are there in Wausau? How do you even know where the blogging... I mean, I know about Citizen Wausau, but...
And, of course, most reporters have their own blog because they said, there was a lot of just one-person entries, you know, a lot of newspaper reporters and TV anchors and... You know, because anybody who has a radio show, you know, has their own blog. You know, Stacey Cole has her own blog. Dave Calloway has his own blog.
Oh, we had one for a while.
Eh, I'm not really into it anyway. I mean, the whole writing. Reading, yeah, I'll do. But writing it, it's not my cup of
tea. And I have to apologize to those people who voted me number three because I haven't posted a new thing in, like, the last week and a half. But
well, the fact that you're still resonating in their minds.
There's something in my head going, though.
Does it show how many people voted for each of these things? Or
no.
So it could have been... 500 people, or it could have been 10, or we have no idea.
Or it could have been the fact that I got 3 votes and everybody else got 1.
Well, I just wish they would say, you know, because, I mean, that could either be amazing, or it could just be kind of like, you know, who knows. But then again, the City Pages readership is quite extensive, right?
I would think. And plus, so. The best of is quite extensive, because a lot of people will try ballot stuffing. You know, if you want your restaurant to be voted number 1,
that makes sense.
You may get 20 people. The only key is for the ballots to be counted, there's like 45 categories, and you have to answer at least half of the questions. So you just can't, I'm going to vote for best bar, and, you know, that it's just going to be thrown out.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Wren. The K-Man won again. Dr.
And
Wren's
now you
events.
Know where to... actually, it was a tie.
I do like how I developed one of my answers about malarkeys.
When I saw you using that mythology, I knew that you were going to hit it out of the park. I saw that coming. You were gonna, as soon as you said, well, the readers are this is this, where would these type of people go? As soon as you started using that...
See, sometimes being closed-minded gets me ahead in life. Actually, I'm not that closed-minded, really. I'm not, really. You know, I'll do fast food. I'll do fancy restaurants. Fancy restaurants. Not in my
fancy.
Okay, your top three.
Oh, I don't even know. I've never been to the Great Dane. I've never been to
Basil's. No, but one of your hangouts is... Top three.
Oh, Michael's. Yeah, Michael's is fantastic. I mean, I don't really eat the food there because, you know.
Because it's expensive.
But you know what? I have eaten there. Wonderful food, you know, and it's a wonderful ambience. It's one of those few places I feel comfortable in, you know. So, okay, well, in just a moment here, we'll spend the latter part of the next half hour live on Conversation Digest until 8:30, whereby the vintage portion of the episode will take place. And then, of course, the K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion live. At 10 o'clock, unless he's late for that show, too.
And, of course, if you are listening and it is right now 9:30, this is not, in fact, live.
That's right. If it's 9:30, then it's probably next week. Although I think we're going to be on again next week, actually. We'll be on again next week.
But there will be no Dr. Rent.
Dr. Rent will be out of town.
Yep. However, you've got my cell phone number. If you want me to report in of what I saw on the way to Wisconsin... Feel free to give me a call.
Wait a minute. You'd be back, coming back to Wisconsin?
I thought you'd be
coming back after the weekend.
No. My interview is at 1 o'clock on Friday, and I'm just going to go ahead and head back on the road. I should be back on the road by 3 o'clock.
Well, hopefully we have good news, you know, on what you saw on the way back to Wisconsin. But who knows? Maybe you won't. So, but you're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. WNRBLP Wausau. This is Conversation Digest for 4 years solid. Next month, 4 years solid. Four year anniversary next month. Whoa. Unbelievable.
Which day is it?
It was October 25th or something like that. It's like my anniversary of dating Leah. I don't know the exact date. I can only estimate. She knows I don't know, and she doesn't know either. She made up an arbitrary date of August 25th. God bless her. I mean, I love her and all, but seriously, it's not the actual day. I don't think, Leah. If we look up 7 years, oh my gosh. Seven.
You're old.
For every year, there's a dwarf with
you
Snow White.
You are borderline common law.
Yeah.
What is common law in Wisconsin? Isn't it seven?
Yeah, but that's just how long we've been together. We'll be married someday as soon as she, you know, pays for everything. But hopefully she's listening, because I really do want her to know that I really expect her to pay for everything. So, yeah.
So buy them Powerball tickets.
Oddly enough, she's been listening to Conversation Digest.
Religiously.
It's weird. She used to not like the show. It's when I was really political. Leah's not too much into politics. But my point is, look, at this point in time, no matter which side you are, it's getting tougher not to
You're
be
wrong.
Involved in politics.
You know, basically, it's the middle is becoming, you know, the middle is the new right and the middle is the new left.
No, but isn't it getting tougher not to get interested in politics? Because every time you turn on TV, it's some huge story between the parties.
To me, it's getting harder to get interested in politics because of all the partisan. A lot of people, I think, are just tuning out. They don't care. The whole Labor Day thing, most people, I don't care. You know, get it off my TV. I'd like to hear about a hurricane.
There was
I'm sick of hearing about
right, at that Labor Day parade. They were protesting the appearance of the Republicans. Is that what happened there?
Right.
Jeez, come on.
You know, so, I mean, I think people are sick of it, and they just want, you know, show us a hurricane or show us something that, you know.
I would love to be able to gauge at what point in our four-year history did Conversation Die just have the highest listenership. What were we doing at that point? And I've heard people drop off. They say, look, I just don't listen very often anymore because the episodes aren't new. But guess what? We've been live for like 3 weeks in a row, and we're going to try to continue to be live. Well, my work schedule.
Yeah, he's called in sick earlier today. And this.
No, actually, I didn't call in
sick to work?
No, I was there. Yeah, you would think I would have with the way I felt today. I was there at work, oddly enough. I hardly ever miss work. But even with migraines, actually, last time I missed, it was because of a migraine.
What about their grains?
Well, I probably am a headache to them as well.
Or our
grains. Okay, so you know what? Let's get into it because at 20 after, we're going to do the potpourri grab bag topic of the week, whereby the K-Man with his fat little fingers pulls out a topic that we will talk about. K-Man, they're in our mailbox. Get a bag and get those topics with his fat little finger. What's the light on the EAS, by the way? What does that mean?
It means it's going to blow up.
Okay. Yeah, apparently that whole 9/11 threat New York thing, maybe they're warning us, you know.
Well, at least we know that thing's working.
That was my, you know, hey, there you go. Favorite 9/11 memory.
Oh, my favorite?
Sitting in a city council, in Schofield City Council, I was very active in local politics. And the next city council meeting after that, Dan Vergine was the chief of Everest Metro. And one of the council members asked the chief of police, since 9/11, what is Everest Metro doing differently? And Chief Vergine looked at him and said, not a thing. And they were appalled. It's like, well, all this, you're not doing any, you know, you're not doing this, you're not doing, you know,
well,
the police
department.
Well,
it wouldn't be local law enforcement that would do anything differently anyway.
And Chief Vergine said, we make cheese and toilet paper. I don't think we're high up on their target list.
No. I mean, I don't know.
That was my favorite 9/11 moment. The fact that city government was stressing over Schofield being a target. And the chief of police is like, you know, we're in the middle of Wisconsin. Nobody gives up.
But you know what? At the same time, though, what better way to destroy the overall prosperity moment, you know, whatever. I don't even know what I'm talking about because I have a migraine headache. Hey, man.
Yes.
Speaking
condition.
Of which, you know, this whole thing about 9/11... You know, with the fright, the scariness of a tragedy like that when you're in this Green Bay thing. Because actually, this is kind of the same thing. When you're in a crowd like that, I mean, we're talking about thousands of people. Any nervousness about something happening due to the fact that we're close to 9/11. It's Green Bay, an epicenter of Tidal Town.
Well
it is
not only that,
Town.
That was opening night in the NFL. That probably had as many viewers as the Super Bowl did.
If something happens during the game, what better way for the terrorists, the opposition to, you know, American freedom, whichever, to say, look, we're here to stay, we're going to cause problems for you, than to cause an issue in one of America's most one of America's finest sports venues. K-Man.
Yes, there's lots of people.
K-Man, don't be a jerk. Work with me here, man.
But did you at any point in time think, holy crap,
what if
we're a
happens?
Target?
I actually did not think that. I was just wondering if I could get out of there.
And
alive.
And
so you did
without
worry.
Getting
trampled.
Grabbed and stomped on.
Grabbing, not always bad.
Okay, so, but...
Well, if you saw some of the people there.
So, but you never worried about some sort of an attack.
Not really.
What about an attack with really just someone that has a pistol or whatever?
I was more afraid about getting hit with a flying bottle than anything else.
So, did your alcohol consumption help you to avoid being nervous about an attack?
I didn't consume alcohol till later. I was sober for a long time.
Odds are he did have enormous social anxiety, though.
Not
the
really.
Guy, you're worse than me. In social gatherings...
I dislike people, but I like crowds.
Go figure. But do they like him? Well, maybe, because K-Man is a likable person until you really get to know him. No offense, K-Man.
No offense.
You see, no offense is like, for those of you who might be, you know, tuned in from the southern states, no offense is the northern translation of bless your heart.
Or.
Because when you're down south, you're just a total idiot, bless your heart.
Or sometimes it is actually meaning...
You can say anything you want about somebody as long as you follow with bless your heart.
Exactly.
It's fine.
It's pretty much, it's kind of like a disclaimer. No offense. It takes away all responsibility. And it's one of my very favorite things to do with the K-Man. No offense, K-Man, but you're a tool.
Bless your heart.
No offense, you're stupid, bless your heart.
Yes. If you're in the southern states, right?
Well, I put them all together.
Well, that's what you like to do with phrases that... K-Man loves to take... Phrases, K-Man?
Okay, I'm going
to... He loves to take phrases that make sense and then put them together so they don't make any sense. So
that's what happens when I think about things.
Okay, so 12 Short Moments will be hitting up with the Potpourri Grab Bag Topic of the Week. K-Man, did you get those slips yet?
No, it's still over there.
How many listeners, for gosh sake? Leah told
listeners,
me not to
call in one by one until we can get a good
Leah
count.
Leah said don't talk about that on the air anymore. Okay, excellent. So, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, USA. Not really an issue we talk about. We don't really usually talk about sports on this program, Conversation Digest.
Never.
By the way,
you
can... We
did that one time.
No, we never did, in-show Brewer updates or,
Well, very seldom. Actually, if you can get the Brewer score, please, tonight, I would appreciate that. Don't roll your eyes at me, young man. You are going to take a timeout if you're not careful, even though I need to hear about what happened in Green Bay last night.
No, normally, I'll tell you.
But this isn't just the Green Bay Packers. Titletown USA, four-time Super Bowl champion. What's the score?
0-3.
For?
The Brewer game.
Gosh almighty.
And who's winning?
The Phillies.
Okay.
And 13-time championship winner, Green Bay Packers. But also, they had today on Don Imus in the Morning, despite the fact that many Americans hate him because of what he did, what he said, whatever, I listened to him in the morning. He says after his sportscaster, Warner Wolf, plays the soundbite of the last play of the game where Larry McCarron and Wayne Larrivee are talking over one another, like maybe it happens on this show, and Don Imus calls them both idiots. But little does Don Imus know, they're two wonderful sportscasters, in particular Wayne Larrivee.
Well, he's just jealous because nobody will go on the air with him, so the possibility of being talked over just doesn't happen.
Actually, Imus gets some of the biggest names in American politics, surprisingly enough. He really does. The Clintons won't go on there because years ago, well, at any rate, I think Wayne Larrivee is fantastic.
I listen to Dave and Stacey in the morning. That's...
Do you really?
If Conversation, I'm a top 40 guy.
If Conversation Digest was on Monday through Friday in the morning and we played some music and we actually cheered people up, would you listen to our morning show if we had one? If you couldn't be here with us? Hypothetically?
I don't know. I mean,
we'd have to hire some writers.
I'm a top 40 guy. I mean,
actually, not if we had a top 40 show, we wouldn't.
My radio only has, although it's got like 12 presets. Number one is, that top 40 station, and number 12 is this station, and if there's nothing I like in the other station, I just start hitting the seek button.
Okay, man doesn't listen to the radio. He usually has his CD player going.
And, of course, my truck has Sirius Radio, and it's tuned into Blue Collar Comedy 24/7. Anybody who's ridden with my truck gets very annoyed at Blue Collar Comedy, but, darn it, I like it.
Well, yeah, if you like it, you like it. So
it's my truck.
Dr. Brent, when's the last time you went to Lambeau, by the way?
Did I go last year? I try to make it to a couple of games a year, but I don't think I got to one last year, so it was probably a year before.
Well, that's kind of... I went for a scrimmage, and actually 2 years in a row they got canceled due to the lightning storms. K-Man, what'd you see in Green Bay last night? We're talking tens of thousands of people, correct?
Large crowds, hard to move through.
Did any girl flirt with you?
Only about six.
Seriously, how many girls flirted with you?
Zero.
How many girls flirted with the confliction?
Define flirt.
Well, I don't know, K-Man.
How many guys flirted with you?
48. Oh. That may be Aaron Rodgers.
No one talked to me. It's like I didn't exist while I was there.
Okay, so do you think any girls did legitimately flirt with the confliction?
Define flirt.
No, because you didn't ask for a definition when I asked you.
Flirting can be different for different people.
No, come on. Don't give me that kind of horse, a radish answer.
I I'm not going to say it on the air.
What do you mean?
I mean, I will not discuss this on the air.
How did he lose his cell phone, by the way?
That could have been part of it.
Oh, that's not good. All right. Okay, so at any rate, whatever. So, I mean,
So is that a new mating ritual? Steal the cell phone? Is that how people mate in Green Bay?
Nothing happened. I mean, we're just saying that the cell phone got lost because some girl probably was, you know, whatever. But,
those calls to Sri Lanka, that's going to be, you know,
he lost it.
Bill.
No, but it was in public, though. The cell phone was lost in a public venue, so nothing was, you know. So, at any rate, so.
So it's not going to be used as the triggering device on the next big smart bomb type thing.
Oh, it's locked and the service is taken off of it.
Okay, and the story will not be on TMZ.
Maybe.
So, K-Man, any famous people? Did you see Kid Rock last night?
I think I saw Lady Antebellum.
Okay.
And then St. Vincent.
Oh, St. Vincent. I have a picture of me in St. Vincent. And he holds up his little pinky finger with that little championship Lombardi trophy.
I was within
ring,
3 feet of that guy.
By the way, real quick here, besides the celebration of 4 years on the air for Conversation Digest, sometime next month it'll be a celebration extravaganza, 4-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
All your favorite features. We're going to bring back some of the favorite features.
Ooh, should we make commercials? I miss the commercials.
Yes, and you know what? It's going to be a 2-hour episode.
Should we make new ones?
We could, maybe one or two. And it'll be a
new one of each one. Commercial.
We don't have time for that. We have 20 different commercials, K-Man.
No. The features.
Oh, yeah, we could potentially do that.
A new version of each feature.
So we'll let you know when that's going to be exactly. It's going to be a 2-hour show, not... Actually, it might even be 3 hours. We might just do 3 hours.
Holy
crap. Just be prepared for that. Get your alcohol. Get your snacks.
I used to do a 1-hour talk show all by myself. Three, you know, of course, we don't know if it'll be three people, because for all I know, you know...
Tonight.
Wow.
Right?
What? Woo-hoo. What?
How do you not know what that means yet, K-Man?
That means a sounder.
No, don't be an idiot.
That means he's about to hit a golf ball really hard.
Well, we don't do sounders anymore. What happened? Somebody dropped off? What's going on around here? So at any rate...
I probably got sick of listening to you.
No. K-Man.
Yes?
K-Man, take me back.
Yes,
what happened with you and St. Vincent?
I walked by him.
Did he make fun of you?
No, I said, hey, conditioner. Look at this. He goes, it's St. Vincent. And then we kept walking.
Confliction.
Whatever his name is.
I'm the condition. He's the confliction.
The fact that I didn't say his given name is pretty good.
Excellent. Okay, so, and then what did you gentlemen do for a meal pregame last night?
We drank some water.
There was no food.
No. We let on a waitress that we were going to eat some food.
Where did you watch the game at?
Some sports bar.
Could you hear or were some jerks yelling? Oh,
every jerk was yelling.
So you were in Green Bay, but you weren't actually at the game.
No.
But one of the big stories was K-Man went there because of the pregame festivities. I mean, it's an NFL-sanctioned pregame celebration, right?
Well, yeah, they had Oneida Sheet and the Armed Forces Boulevard shut down all week.
Yeah, that was totally...
Week.
Welcome back.
They were, I think Oneida Street's still closed right now.
Probably people
at
still...
At least those three blocks were
Because I think the last... Because I normally will try to go to one regular season game, and then if they make the playoffs, I'll try to get to one playoff game. I was at Brett Favre's last game.
Were you really?
Freezing my you-know-what off, but yeah, I was at his last game as a Packer.
The NFC Championship game?
Yeah, it was the
interception.
In overtime too, yeah.
Oh, and Al Harris could not stop Captain Shoot Myself in the Leg Plaxico Burress. Okay, so real quick here, besides something I forgot to say, I have no idea, possibly because I'm debilitated with a horrible migraine, which might be easing up a little bit. Those two aspirin are starting to kick it in the rear end. Before we get to Potpourri Grab Bag Topic of the Week at 20 after the hour, which is a good feature if you like listen to nonsensical comments. Get a
Was
bag,
that
please.
Last week's topic?
We need a bag. Halloween episode in October, which we do every year, full of frights and scares. And K-Man, gosh, you know, even with the bigger studio, K-Man can barely get through.
Well, you're leaning back in your chair.
Well, I'm trying to be comfy.
You're like,
but so besides besides the 4-year celebration of Conversation Digest, besides the Halloween episode, stay in touch. We're going to let you know in a few short weeks when the cold and flu episode will be, too. So
we can give out prizes?
No. So every year we do the cold and flu episode. Have we not done that every year for the last...
Sometimes twice a year.
So cold and flu will happen sometime probably in early to mid-November, odds are.
Now, why does it have to be cold and flu? Wouldn't it be just... I mean, can't we take a vote, cold or flu?
Well, that would be a much shorter show, though. One of the reasons why it's always been cold and flu is because...
One of us either has a cold or the flu.
Usually one of us is sick for whatever reason because we're idiots. We don't take care of ourselves. But also, cold and flu allows you more time to... It affords you lengthier conversation. If you just have cold or flu, you can't ramble on as long as usual.
Well, I don't know because, back at the old station, our old station manager, winner of the best blog, said that the best Dr. Wrench show ever is when I was doped up on allergy pills mixed with cold pills and cough syrup. And I honestly, when I got off the air and I was walking back, he stopped me in the hallway. He said, "Do you have any idea what you were talking about?" And it's like, I couldn't remember a thing I had said on the air. He's like, "Dude, it's a good thing nobody was listening because you were just gone."
Actually, supposedly it's been some of my best episodes when I was really sick.
Definitely.
It's amazing what the mind goes through. Not only when you're sick or you're depressed, but you're trying to deal with crud. So, who just walked by?
I didn't see
any
movement.
Can I get you to go and find out?
It was the ghost of WNRBLP.
Well, gosh bless him. He can help us on the Halloween episode. So Green Bay was a huge experience. NFL is back and alive.
I've been to Green Bay
before. K-Man, can I get you to get that phone, please?
Sure, why not?
And
that's the wrong one.
Oh.
That's not number 3. That's not us.
All right. They might still be calling the old number, though.
We'll give out the right one.
One of our listeners feels that the background music is annoying.
Oh, that was Rebecca Black.
Is it just that song or all the different songs?
Was it just that song or all the different songs? I'll find out.
Because a lot of people don't like Rebecca Black because of her instantaneous fame and fortune. Plus, she's not very attractive.
I don't know about the fortune.
I'm sure she's wealthy. She knows Lady Gaga.
Whoever
knows Lady Gaga has to be wealthy. So, yeah, at any rate, now, we need to get a sounder for this, K-Man.
Okay, what should we put on right now?
Well, the Potpourri Grab Bag topic of the week. Do you have a song called Potpourri?
Let me quick look.
Well,
we have a minute.
Speaking of Lady Gaga, you've got Paparazzi. That's same number of syllables.
K-Man, they're calling the studio.
Yeah, but I didn't think the phone lines were open.
That's why I'm asking the K-Man to get it.
If you want the studio, 715-842-8900.
Plus, I have a massive migraine, so I cannot speak with you. So if you're trying to talk with me, it'll have to wait until next week. The K-Man isn't sick at all, so he can talk to you.
Sick in the head.
715-842-8900. Studio line is officially open to speak with the K-Man. So, but at any rate, we're trying to find out from Mrs. Wren if she's only irritated with Rebecca Black or all the songs.
Pretty much all the songs.
Really?
But I like the background music. I think it adds something.
See, we're trying to get the overall.
However, once again, I'm not a listener. I'm a participant.
Well, that's true.
That way, if there's dead air, there's not really dead air.
There's hardly any dead air compared to how we used to be in year 1 and 2 and 3.
Or any conversation indigestion where K-Man is hosting it solo.
I have refrained from doing that these days.
For good reason.
We decided that train wrecks are best to avoid, right, K-Man?
It was an interesting experience.
I say good Lord bless you for trying it, K-Man. Okay, right now on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, the Potpourri Grab Bag topic of the week. Dr. Rent, would you like to have
You said
the
that
honors?
His fat fingers were going to do it.
Oh, yeah, your fat fingers.
My fat fingers.
And what is the Potpourri Grab Bag topic of the week, K-Man?
Cell phone coverage or lack thereof.
All right. Well, let's start with... whoever has a story about cell phone coverage and lack thereof.
My cell phone is awful in my house.
Well, of course, it's always about you, isn't it, K-Man? Actually, one thing I am going to say real quick here.
Anywhere else, it's fine. But
I'm
going to
talk about you calling me on the Bluetooth. Because no matter how good the coverage is,
I was on the car.
When he's using his Bluetooth.
Supposed to be hands-free.
And yeah, when you're in the kitchen at your house.
I was legal for one aspect of my
When you're
at
the K-Man's headquarters, in your kitchen, the phone calls with you are horrible.
or in the back.
And so that yellow came in and said, are you in your kitchen? He's like, yeah, I'm in my kitchen eating something again. I'm like, yeah.
I live
surprise.
In the kitchen. There's a bed there. There's a toilet. My yeah. computer's there.
Well, you know, that's one way to get
and
a recipe.
And I know people,
so.
You know, that big black truck has got that sync system, so it's built in Bluetooth in the car.
Oh, is it
and
really?
And I know some people get annoyed with that because it sounds kind of hollow.
You can tell when someone has Bluetooth
on. And when I am very proud of myself, when I bought my helmet for that new motorcycle, I bought a color-coordinated helmet. I could have spent $100 more to get a Bluetooth-capable one. And I thought, oh my God, what a way to kill Dr. Rent is to be able to physically answer the phone and have a conversation while driving a motorcycle. The phone rings, you just tap the side of your helmet, and bam, yeah, it's all I can do to remember to shift gears and lean.
Well, when are they going to figure out how to do texting with a Bluetooth?
It could be text.
There's an app, voice to text. Yeah, and there is an app for the BlackBerry. I think it's a free app. It's from Car and Driver. Where you turn it on when you're driving, and it will take the text, read you the text, but it will send the person back a text saying, I'm driving and I'll get back to you, you know, when I'm stopped.
Oh. Well, why can't at that
that's
point
kinda nice.
The person that you're... Okay, so you can text somebody by saying it in actual wording. You know, you'll say it out loud, verbalize it, and it'll convert it to text.
I can kind of do that with my phone, but the speech to text is kind of iffy.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so can someone send you a text and it'll verbalize it? It'll play the audio for it.
Yeah,
or
I could do that.
Okay, is it a robot sounding voice or what does it sound like?
Is it hooked on phonics?
It didn't work for me.
K-Man couldn't figure that out either, could I?
I know. Yesterday, speaking of coverage and not working, I had to take the motorcycle in for an oil change in Marshfield, and it was annoying because I was being interviewed for an article that was being written in a lacrosse paper, and I was in the waiting room, and the signal would cut out. I physically had to go outside and stand outside. Of course, then you got highway noise that you're fighting with.
Well, and I know, was it a metal sided building, by the way?
It was.
Yeah, that's one thing that really interferes with. Okay. Hey, K-Man, you are a nice person, and you're in conversation digest right now. That would be too long of a message if I went on any further. So, cell phone coverage, of course, diminishes with quite often with metal-sided buildings. If you've got like a corrugated metal building,
well, even when I'm in my back shed, I mean, you've been in the Dr. Rent playpen back there. If I get farther than than 20 feet in that shed, my phone doesn't ring. So I always have to leave the phone kind of near that big entry door.
I have relatively good cell phone coverage. This is kind of a serious topic for the grab bag topic of the week.
For me, I think it's the material of the house that's blocking all the signals.
What is it that's blocking? I mean, do you have metal siding in your house?
I don't know if it's metal or vinyl.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
He's been there for over a decade.
Yeah, I did. I probably looked at the house once when I got there.
He never goes outside. Sometimes when I drop by his place...
It's probably metal if I'm getting
there'll
mad.
Be 20 or 30 local free local newspapers on his front porch that he has not picked up. I don't even know how you get the mail, for crying out loud. I mean, you don't even go out the front door.
The front door is rarely used.
Yeah, you always go out the back one. There's always an issue when I go to the K-Man's house. I text him or I call him. I said, well, which door do I go to? And then whenever I go to the front, then, yeah, he always, it's in the back or vice versa. It's always a controversial situation with which door to go to at your house.
Yes, and then I get out the hammer and start beating you.
Well, not really. We're straying from the potpourri grab bag topic
of
the week.
Cell phone coverage or lack thereof.
If ever we should stay on topics with the potpourri grab bag topic of the week.
And it was pointed out that, Sprint, which I love up here. I'm a big fan of Sprint.
Around here, it's good.
Once I get down to Oklahoma City, oh, dear God, if you're calling me.
What does your wife have? What does Mrs. Rent have down
there? She has AT&T.
And she likes it down there?
We'll find out in a few minutes.
Oh, she's going to let you know.
She's getting in contact.
Okay.
Via cell phone with their coverage.
I mean, Leah swears by Cellcom. She's always like,
you see, and I know people who swear at Cellcom.
Yeah.
There's always someone hating on... Whatever.
She's like, condition, switch to Cellcom. Huh?
Well, then you have to buy a whole new phone.
Oh, she's offering to get me some barbed wire and duct tape, aluminum foil, and make like a cell phone antenna so when I'm in the shed I can get coverage. And that's another thing. Speaking of coverage and no coverage, doing things to get coverage. One of the biggest laughs I ever had is the old-fashioned phones. Remember the phones with the pull-out antennas?
Oh, yes. I love those.
There was a catalog once where I was just going through it, and it had these little – they were like the size of a ping-pong ball, and you put them on the top of the cell phone antenna to enhance your reception. And I'm looking at it, and it says, use the same technology the military uses, because they would show this cell phone with this big ping-pong ball on the end of the antenna, and then they would show some military Humvees – who have balls about this big on the top of the antenna.
It was just an antenna ornament, right? It was just I was trying to decor.
And that's what I'm looking at. That is that antenna, that big ball that you put on the top of a military antenna, that does nothing for reception. Do you know what those balls on the top of military antennas are for?
You can see where the vehicles are.
They are so that they don't take out your eye when the antenna is tied down.
Oh, that'll do it.
When the antenna is tied down, they're about at 5.5-6 foot high when you tie it down, and they put these tennis ball sized things on the top of it so you don't walk into an antenna and take out an eye.
So it just kind of hit you right in the face instead.
So for $19.99, you could buy a ping pong ball and use the same technology the military uses to enhance your cell phone reception.
So you don't poke your eye out.
Well, hey, I suppose if they sold several million of those, they should have checked the reception of the mind of those who bought them.
Okay. AT&T, however, Verizon is number one in Consumer Reports, I'm told.
Is it really? Where to spend?
Isn't Verizon trying to merge with T-Mobile?
If they haven't already.
And I think Sprint's trying to put the kibosh on that. Or is it AT&T and T-Mobile? It's one of those two.
My question is always, more cell phone towers, blah, blah, blah. When I go over to Green Bay, my cell phone coverage is lackluster. Over in Titletown, it's lackluster.
Mine's good.
I still remember back when I had my original cell phone. When was it? In the early 90s. Hello, we're here. I had my original cell phone back in the 90s. That was a car phone. It was actually permanently mounted to the car. And to roam, if I was driving outside of my area, which was like just Marathon County, I actually had to dial a 10-digit number. And if somebody was trying to call me and I was out of my area, they would have to dial. My parents would do this. They knew I was driving out to California, and they would look at a map going, I think he's in Nebraska by now. Let's dial this number. Nope. Let's dial this number. Nope. Let's dial this number. And finally, they just kept dialing the various cells until they found the cell that my phone was in.
What'd you do?
He's looking at the clock.
But I'm also messed up with, I don't know what happened to my email, so.
I'll fix that.
All right, well, each and every week of this time, Conversation Digest, live through 8:30. Remember, celebration, experience it in September sometime. 4-year celebration of Conversation Digest. Odds are it'll be a 3-hour episode. Thanks go out to Dr. Rent for your contributions verbally. K-Man, thank you. Even though you were late, I appreciate it, as always.
Have a good show next week, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Each and every week at this time, 7 o'clock to 8:30. And don't forget the vintage portion of Conversation Digest until 10. Then the K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion. You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.